This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thousands of farmers from across the country will find their way to Milan, Tennessee today to learn about farming without a plow. It's No-Till Field Day, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
It's an event billed as the largest gathering devoted to no-till farming in the country. And organizer Blake Brown says it began 30 years ago, not in response to drought like the one going on now. At the time, West Tennessee had one of the worst erosion problems in the country. Topsoil was washing away by the truckload.
Back at that time, we were losing 30 to 40 tons per acre per year just from soil erosion.
Brown says researchers began looking for a better way to farm. This is the old way. An antique tiller rips through the dirt, turning under last year's crop to make way for the next. Ag experts discovered if you could find a way around plowing, it did wonders for making the soil stay put. It's also been found to help crops weather dry spells. Planting crops amidst the previous year's foliage may not be pretty. It's been called farming ugly. But early adopter Dickie Brewer says in a video for the University of Tennessee Institute for Agriculture, no-till works in hot and dry years like this one.
If you keep that cover on it, it traps that and holds the soil and also helps hold the moisture where it can soak in the ground and keep the soil actually cooler in the summertime.
There is a drawback, I'm told. No-till ends up requiring more weed-killing chemicals, which has become a problem with the rise of Roundup-resistant weeds. But many farmers now swear by the method, especially in Tennessee. A record 74% of the acreage growing major crops this year is no-till. UT Extension agent Justin Reinhart says it's become the industry standard.
It's really best management practices that we would consult with these guys to use anyway, but they become more important when production is limited by drought or any other severe weather.
Nationwide, untilled acreage has grown to roughly 35% and inches up each year. The USDA is encouraging farmers to ditch the plow. Mother Nature may push more farmers to go ahead and pull the trigger. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.